Here in Seattle, we like to debate almost everything. Should we build a monorail or a downtown tunnel or more light rail? But some big ticket decisions are hardly debated at all, like a $1.4 billion plan to expand the Washington State Convention Center. David Hyde has the story.
It's the day before the third annual Seattle Pet Expo. Thousands of pet lovers and their pets are expected to attend. Exhibitors are here setting up and getting ready. And Fernandez is showing off the automatic ball launcher from a company called PetSafe.
He goes running after it, picks it up, and then hopefully brings it back and puts it back in. And you have hours of fun tiring out your dog while you sit on the porch having a glass of wine.
The Pet Expo is just one of around 350-plus events that take place at the Washington State Convention Center every year. But convention center backers say that's not good enough. Their plan is to roughly double in size to bring in more convention center business. The idea is to build a new addition near the existing center. It's an 8-acre chunk of land across the street from the Paramount Theater. Currently, it's the site of Convention Place Bus Station, which is scheduled to close for light rail expansion.
Besides our ability to help the convention center and basically generate the tourist traffic, it's a chance to fill in this hole and create a great pedestrian link to the various neighborhoods.
Matt Griffin is project manager. He says the addition reflects new thinking on how convention centers can be woven into the urban landscape.
The conventioners will be able to see out, will be able to understand that they're in a city, they're not in the middle of a cornfield, as well as for people on the outside to be able to look in and see the activity of what's going on the inside. And at night, it will actually be illuminated and glow more like a jewel box than a big empty box like many convention centers.
But the bigger goal is to compete for more business. And Griffin says the addition alone will attract tens of thousands of out-of-state convention goers who are forecast to spend around $200 million a year. And all of that spending will bring in thousands of new jobs. But critics say we've heard these rosy predictions before. Haywood Sanders is a professor at the University of Texas at San Antonio who studies convention centers. And he says back in the 1990s, the convention center here also wanted to roughly double in size. And at the time, the experts said that that would almost double the number of conventions.
That expansion went ahead, but the results proved a little different than center promoters had anticipated.
The boom in business from out-of-state visitors never materialized. Even last year, long after Seattle had recovered from two recessions. And Seattle's not alone. Sanders says part of the problem now is that cities all over the country and all over Washington State have overbuilt convention space, mostly fueled by bad advice.
Lots of the consultant studies that say expand your convention center and you'll see a big increase in business simply have never worked out. That should raise some serious questions in the mind of the public about whether this kind of investment really makes any sense.
Seattle urban designer David Dahl shares these doubts, especially given the $1.4 billion price tag.
Three times the seawall replacement, more than the Move Seattle levy that was on the ballot last November. And it's in the mega project range. And it's something that I think a lot of people in Seattle are a little wary of at the moment.
Dahl describes convention centers as dead zones, lifeless areas that might produce another cheesecake factory, but don't add to the vibrancy of Seattle's urban environment. But his biggest beef is with how little debate or public scrutiny there's been so far.
They've gone a very long way through this process without ever having any kind of comprehensive discussion of it in the public realm. So there have been certain pieces of it, like design review and the environmental impact statement that come up, but they've never had to come before the city of Seattle and say, is this something you want? Is this something you really need? We think it is, and here's why.
A lot of times, Seattle's all about the process. So why is the convention center here seemingly outside of that? I put the question to project manager Matt Griffin.
I don't know if there's been a debate about whether or not they want this convention center. I would say in all of our public meetings and our EIS, et cetera, we haven't had many comments about whether or not to build it. It's always been about the questions about when you build it, what aspects should it have.
For the monorail, for Sound Transit 3,
for the Seattle Levee, which is actually cheaper than this project, there is a debate, there is a public conversation. Why is this not a part of that same kind of public process here in Seattle?
We're not asking the citizens of Seattle to basically vote for a new tax. This is a tax that the hoteliers had already decided to place on their own customers. And so the people in Seattle aren't being asked to invest their money.
And the hotel tax is different from other taxes. A big percentage of it goes to the convention center to spend how it sees fit. Convention center expert Haywood Sanders sees it this way.
It's a charming notion. I give a great deal of credit to hotel and lodging interests in King County and to their counterparts around the country who managed to make the argument that hotel tax dollars are theirs, in some sense, to do as they choose, and not public dollars that the public should have some say in.
Some other cities do handle their hotel taxes differently. In San Francisco, for instance, almost all hotel tax revenue goes directly into the general fund. And that means lawmakers decide, not hotel business leaders or the convention center, how that money gets spent. I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.
The convention center expansion project still faces final reviews, including a city council vote later this year on proposed street and alley vacations.